Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my very good friend, my city councilman from here in San Antonio, Mr. Mark White from District 10. Wanted to get him on, my friends, because he is one of the sensible heads in our city government right now. And I wanted to get him on to tell us what he is seeing, what's going on at City Hall, and give us an update of these of the important events that we need to be aware of. Councilman, thank you very, very much for joining us. Welcome to the show as usual.
Well, thanks, George. Always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, let's start with a discussion about city spending and the debt, and we'll start with that issue first, and then we'll move on to a couple of other ones.
Well, as you and I have talked about for the last couple of years, we don't have a revenue problem at City Hall. It's a spending problem. And we have a $1.7 billion general fund budget. And frankly, we need to do a better job of spending the taxpayers' money in a way that more directly actually works for them. You know, I put forth that zero-based budgeting proposal, and we're slowly starting to move our city now into a different model of budgeting, where every city department is going to have to actually explain why each line item expense in their budget is necessary for the coming year. So trying to actually budget for results rather than just to spend money. But we've got to get a handle on this because money is tight, and the citizens of San Antonio want us to focus on the basic core city services, right? That's what we hear in the neighborhoods all the time. It's public safety number one, it's infrastructure number two, and economic development number three. And, you know, in terms of infrastructure, we've got 22% of the roads in this city are still in poor or failing condition. We got water running down the streets of San Antonio. We lose billions of gallons of water every single year here in our city. So we have an aging infrastructure we need to update. We got to do better from a public safety perspective. So, yes, money's tight. But as long as we focus our money on these core issues, we won't have a problem. We get into trouble when we spend on all these superfluous feel-good things. That's why we have the budget crisis that we do, and I'm trying to do something about that.
Excellent. Tell us about the issue of public safety, because there's been a lot of discussion on TV and in the news regarding the issue of the police contract, as well as the number of police officers that we need.
That's right. So in 2023, the city hired an independent company to come in and look at our police staffing needs. This study cost the city $140,000, okay? And what the study showed was that we needed to hire 360 more officers over a five-year period to get where we want to go. And where we want to go is having 60% of our officers on patrol, while 40% are doing, you know, in the office administrative stuff, right? And why do we want that? Well, of course, the reason is when officers are visible and on the streets and on patrol, that helps us deter crime. Every study has shown that. Our police chief has said that. And so we have got to follow that plan of hiring more officers. We started out okay, right? In 24 and 25, we started the hiring, and we've hired about 200 of those officers. But last year, city council slowed this hiring. My colleagues didn't want to put enough money into hiring additional police, and we only hired 40 when we really needed to hire 65 or 70. And so everybody says public safety is number one. Well, it's time we put our money where our mouth is. And so I'm going to be pushing for the funding of more officers in the 2027 budget. In terms of the contract, yeah, those negotiations are ongoing. I've said it before, we have one of the best police departments in the country. We need to pay these brave men and women for the hard work that they do. So I'm hopeful that we'll reach an agreement with them soon, and I'm optimistic that it'll get done.
Excellent, excellent. Let me ask you about another facet of public safety, and that's cooperation with ICE, which has also been very, very a hot item in the news. I understand from a Channel 4 report this morning that there was an illegal alien Chinese woman that was arrested for attacking police officers last night or a couple of nights ago. And there still seems to be all sorts of anxiety at City Hall with cooperation between police and ICE.
Yeah, you know, this is political, George. It's just the sad reality that this is politics at its worst. I've spoken with people at the very, very top in our Department of Homeland Security, in addition to the heads of the local federal immigration folks that are here in San Antonio, and they have told me very clearly we're going after two groups of people. We're going after the violent criminals, number one, and we're going after folks where there is already a valid court order telling the person that they have to leave the country. That's who ICE is trying to round up and remove from the country. So who can really argue with removing violent criminals and also abiding by valid court orders issued by a judge here in the state of Texas saying that the person has to go, right? It's really a no-brainer. It's making our community safer to do this. But, you know, many of my colleagues have gotten a lot of heat from their base of voters who are going to impose any immigration enforcement activity at all. And you saw that play out a little bit yesterday where council voted 9-2. Of course, Councilwoman Spears and I opposed it to amend our development code to make it harder for private entities to have detention centers here in San Antonio. This is an absolutely meaningless change to our code. It is not going to affect the federal government and what they're doing here because, of course, our federal government is exempt from our city ordinances with respect to zoning or anything like that. But this was purely a way of my colleagues, you know, making a political statement that they do not agree with the federal administration's activities when it comes to immigration enforcement. It was a waste of time. It was a waste of resources. But my hope is that we're gonna stop all the politics, you know, and get down to the real issues that are affecting our citizens. Because things like what happened yesterday, not a proper use of taxpayer time.
Yep, no kidding. Let me ask you here as we close. I've heard that you have a plan. Accelerate SA, and we need a bit of good news. So tell us about that.
Well, I appreciate you asking about that. Yeah, you know, at the end of last year, I had some people in the neighborhoods. I was at a neighborhood meeting. They said, Mark, what's the plan? You know, what's the vision for San Antonio now? And that got me thinking that we need people to step up and say, hey, here's where I think we need to go to take San Antonio to the next level. Because, look, we have such a unique culture here. We have great, hardworking, family-oriented people, good small businesses. We deserve to do better than we are right now. But the only way we're going to do it is with a clear, executable vision. And so that's what I lay out in Accelerate SA. There is a website up, acceleratesanantonio.com. You can also see the plan on all of our social media. And really what this is about, George, is we have to simultaneously address the day-to-day quality of life issues of the people in our neighborhoods and the long-term economic health of our city, right? We do need long-term economic development here for our city. We need to create jobs. We need to bring companies here. We need to do all of that to attract talent to San Antonio, to keep our talent in San Antonio, to have a thriving economy. We need to do all of that. But at the same time, we can't forget about the needs of the people in the neighborhoods, fixing the streets, the sidewalks, the drainage issues, the public safety matters. You know, we have to do both at the same time. I'm convinced that we can. This plan is really my idea of how we can do that and really take San Antonio into the next decade. So I encourage people to check it out. Also give us feedback on what you think of the plan. And look, let's all pull on the same end of the rope here and make San Antonio just as great as it can be.
That sounds really like a logical, well-thought plan. Hopefully city government will help you.
I agree. I hope so.
I really, really think that you're doing a great job, and thank you for serving our community so well. Folks, we've been...
Well, thank you, George, for everything that you do and for getting the word out, and I appreciate being on with you.
You got it. Once again, my friends, we've been talking with District 10 City Councilman from San Antonio, Mark White, and we got to get you back on again sometime soon so we can get updates of what is happening around us.
Yeah, I look forward to it anytime.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.